Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation this week, joining us right now. He never takes a vacation. Film Study Baltimore, Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
I'm doing well. Listen, you wrote something that I've not heard a lot of people say, and you're normally on top of things, so I'm going to go with it. Tyler Linderbaum, you said he improved tremendously as a pass blocker in 23, but regressed in 24. I haven't heard a lot of people say he regressed as a pass blocker. What are you seeing?
Yeah, not all the way, first of all, to his rookie season. So his rookie season was good enough that he's got all the runway he needs to be a very fine player. His next season in 23, he had a really outstanding season. He was one of the better pass blockers in the league. He's probably a top five center in the league. Well deserving of a Pro Bowl nod and whatnot. Creed Humphrey also had a little bit of a down year. And then in 24, he took a step back as a pass blocker. And there could be various reasons for that, but he's allowing more pressures. He had more penalties. He had a big penalty year in 24, which is bad. And also he had two guards playing next to him who weren't the greatest. And so that is, part of it. In particular, the left guard pairing with McCary gives you a very small, and in particular a lack of length in arms between those two, which means that's a very bombable gap for stunts and twists. Mm-hmm. So long arm defensive tackles love to run into short arm guards and centers to play their game from the underneath position.
So did this impact if they didn't pick up his option or make an extension with him?
The biggest problem with Linderbaum getting extended right now is Creed Humphrey is making an $18 million AAV and is far and away the best center in the NFL. I mean, just by a mile. And the Philly just extended Cam Jurgens for $17 million for 4 years. Basically the same thing. So there's no gap between the two. I consider the Jurgens contract to be like a Deshaun Watson deal. You throw it out and you work around it. I think, $16 million per year for 4 years for Linderbaum seems like about the right range for me. If they went 17, I'm not going to be upset. I mean, he has leadership value, has continuity value that's very important to the Ravens. It's also a position you can't overpay for. And they have a number of players that they're trying to get signed. Travis Jones, critically important. Isaiah Likely, critically important. They've got a lot of players. Falele is there. He could be signed cheap. He wouldn't cost nearly what Linderbaum does. Maybe a third of what he costs. Ardarius Washington was on the block, and that's not happening anymore. I mean, there's a whole bunch of third year players who could be signed early.
Yeah, he couldn't be here with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. I think Coach Chuck Smith, is a genius at what he does. You saw improvements in Adafi Owe. You saw improvements with Justin Madubuike. However, last year, David Ojabo, you could argue that was his worst season per snap. Can he do anything to fix Ojabo?
If anybody can, I think Chuck Smith. He's been terrific with a wide variety of guys. But Ajabo's playing a roster numbers game right now. He enters camp with six players at the outside linebacker position. They'll probably keep and roster five and have possibly only four active on a weekly basis. So he's got to beat out basically Adisa Isaac for that fifth outside linebacker spot. And Adisa Isaac is an important core special teams player, and David Ajabo is not. So he's on the field goal block unit, I believe. So it's really not a big set of responsibilities that he has. So unfortunately, you know, he's a candidate to be traded at the end of camp. Of course, if depth doesn't hold up, and it often doesn't, then he'll start the season with a team, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, let's stop talking about football players. Let's talk about Tyler Loop. what kind of expectations do we have here? Now there's no competition between him and Tucker, so what's the story with this?
Yeah, they have another guy, Hoyland, who's in camp and will kick. And my guess is he probably is going to be a perfectly fine kicker somewhere else in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But they expended the draft pick on Loop. They'll probably go with him. He had a 62-yard field goal in his time at Arizona. It'll be interesting to see them mesh with the long snapper and the holder. Everything I've heard is that Jordan Stout is not the problem as the holder that was causing Tucker to regress these last 3 years, that it was just Tucker getting older and having some problems generating the same kind of leg strength and nice end-over-end rotation of the football. Tyler Loop is being very coached up by Randy Brown, and we'll see what he can do in his first year. I have high hopes for him in terms of producing field goals and extra points over expectation.
Ken, there seemed to be some anxiety over losing Tucker and bringing in a rookie. My response to that is kickers are a lot better now than they were in 2012 when Tucker came into the game. They are. I mean, a 55-yard field goal is expected to be made now. Not so much when Tucker first came in. He's been in the league a long time. Am I crazy for not having the same level of anxiety as some others in Ravens country?
I think you're probably about right. The anxiety level, I mean, you're losing a Hall of Fame kicker, and on the other hand, he's in decline. So we would expect probably further decline this year, or at least not a huge rebound, I wouldn't think. And we're getting a new kicker who has a chance to be, I think, in the top half of the league. So we'll hope so.
Yeah, And I also think, I mean, as much as it was nice to have Tucker because it was automatic from anywhere. I mean, you could put him at 65 yards and be like, yeah, he'll make this.
Yeah, he's got a chance. Yeah, he's got a chance.
He's going to probably a good chance he's going to make this. I still don't think it's as critical as people are making it out to be. Because if you have a competent kicker you shouldn't be winning by field goals when you have a roster like this. I mean, this is a team that should, and like last year, they put up all those points, they put up all those yards, led the league in those categories. I just don't think this is the biggest problem they've had.
Okay, well, let me try and put this in perspective for folks then. The Ravens are plus 157 this year in point differential. Mm-hmm. And Tucker, 3 years ago, actually, I guess it's 4 years ago now in 21, was plus 21. It's really, really difficult to find a player who impacts your offense to that degree. I mean, Lamar Jackson obviously does, or Derrick Henry does. But you know, if you're talking about Daniel Faalele having that impact on your team, he doesn't.
So Tucker's,
Tucker's paid appropriately for what he does. And, the funny thing is, after that season, there was talk about would you trade Tucker for a number one draft pick? And my answer is always yes on something like that with a 30-year-old kicker. But yeah, he was worth a lot when he was at his best.
When at his best, plus 21. But my question to you, the counter to that was the offense as good then as it is now?
No, and so if you're saying they wouldn't need him as much, you're absolutely right. But you know, he'd give them a little bit of incremental value on extra points. He had the incredible streak of not missing the most important kick, so the points doesn't even really get at the total value of a Tucker.
And let's be honest, off the field stuff aside, in 2021. We're not having this conversation.
Right.
We're having this conversation now, not about off-the-field stuff, about what we actually saw on the field. There comes a time when, I hate to say it, got to move on.
Father Time's undefeated, and he was minus 5 points last year, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Hey, tell them all about Film Study, Ken McCusick.
So filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. The Expectations series, when we talk about two players, one from offense, one from defense, is running all week. And on Friday morning, GM, we'll be looking at remaining UFAs that might make sense for the Ravens.
Thank you very much, sir. Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner joins us at 8:30, but on the other side. After tonight's game, the Orioles are one-third through the season. Is it safe to say that they're the biggest disappointment through 54 games? That's like an MLB. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
8:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Hey, after tonight's game, we are one third of the way through the regular season for Major League Baseball for the Baltimore Orioles. And we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are the most disappointing team in baseball. Am I right?
There is no doubt in my mind they are.
Can I present an argument that they may be one of the more disappointing teams in all of sports? If you count the 2024 season of football and NHL and NBA and the 2025 season of baseball, and I count it because those seasons bled over to 2025. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, you could argue the two most disappointing teams in the NFL this year were the Cowboys and the 49ers. Are the Orioles right now more disappointing than those two teams?
Yes, because the 49ers had terrible injury problems.
So did the Orioles.
And pitching, but they suck at hitting too.
Okay.
So
The 76ers and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA, the most disappointing teams.
Suns are really disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sixers had a lot of injuries as well.
I think the Suns maybe, because I think more is expected of them. Like, but the 76ers too.
But the injuries got in the way.
Yeah.
And then you said the NHL, the Rangers.
Rangers and the Bruins, I think, was some of the most disappointing. Rangers didn't make the – neither did the Bruins. The Rangers were expected to make a Stanley Cup run. They've been in the playoffs pretty much every year now. And they just were terrible. Just terrible.
Joe, can we make an argument that the Orioles might be, at this point, the most disappointing team in all of sports?
I would say no, just because they don't have a national appeal in the same way as other teams do.
Like the Cowboys and 49ers.
Those are the two main ones, because football is the most important sport. But not enough people watch hockey or basketball to say that. More people watch basketball to say, oh, like the Celtics are disappointing because they were just as good as they should have had a chance to repeat. No one's sitting around going, man, I can't believe the Orioles are bad this year.
I
the Yankees went 80, 80, 2-80 the other year when they completely collapsed. That's disappointing because they should have been good.
They're the Yankees. I think the Orioles are, when you look at the national broadcast and listen, I think there's more attention on them than you think because a guy named Gunner, who had so much attention on him for the last 2 years. You're talking about last
definitely
year.
Definitely more now, yeah.
An MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing him to the attention that are on the Cowboys because the Cowboys went 7-10 last year. I bet you still have, what, 3 nationally televised games again this year?
They have 7.
It's, yeah, they 7-10. I mean, give me a break. So you are spot on with them. No one gets more attention than the Cowboys, the Yankees, and the – it used to be the Lakers. I don't think that's the case anymore. But I would argue, blow for blow, that the Orioles might be one of, if not the most disappointing team in all of sports.
I can't argue with you there, only because so much was expected of them. Because they came out of nowhere. They went 192 games in 2 seasons with a young team. Looked like nothing was going to stay. They looked like they were going to be in contender for the next 5 years.
The success leading up to this this crash is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It wasn't like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we expected them to be successful this year and go to the playoffs. No. It's based on what they've done leading up to this point. And before people say injuries, wouldn't you agree that injuries are part of disappointment?
Yeah. I mean, it happens. I mean, it does. It happened to the Ravens a couple of years ago. I mean, you can't have your entire running back room go down. Your entire secondary go out and expect to win. So, yeah.
Lamar getting hurt.
Lamar,
losing.
That's
disappointment. That's disappointment.
Season,
yeah. Joe, I'm about to have a squirrel moment. I'm just warning you right now. Is that a Thor hammer?
Yes.
Do you have a miniature Thor hammer on your key ring?
I do. Would you like me to have a regular size Thor hammer on my key
ring? I'm sure you would like to. I'm looking over. He's making adjustments over there. Number one, folks, he has his schedule book out, and he's making some adjustments because Ed Norris puts everything in that little book. If
everything
you lost that book, what would happen?
I'd be spinning in circles.
Okay, so you didn't just meet me, right?
No.
You know, if I ever get my hand on that book, I'm gonna hide it from you.
No, don't hide it. Just put in fake entries.
And I'm gonna have you doing this. Oh, my book. Left and right.
Oh.
Like Chris Farley with my book.
Oh, yeah.
He puts everything in his book. May have put what we just talked about in that book.
Not
maybe
yet.
In there. Yeah, did that, yeah. You're in a rabbit hole yet? Yeah, but I think they do. I mean, and again, we know it's injuries, you know those things, but injuries are part of the disappointment. Tell me you're not disappointed that you haven't seen Colton Cowser since the first series of the year.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Westbrook is a huge disappointment. Westbrook to me is I think Westbrook's the second best player in the team. Like, you're not here.
I think Colton Cowser is the energy of the team. Yeah. He creates positive energy, man. I'm telling you, he does. He's a jokester. He doesn't take himself or you too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's needed in 162 games.
No, you know? For sure. It is. I mean, look, it's a terribly disappointing season. But they are banged up. I mean, like I said, they can't have. I believe Westbrook is the second best player. After Gunner, I think it's him. He's out. And, like, you know, you can't have your second best player go down and, you know, and expect to do well. You can't expect your whole pitching rotation to go down and expect to do well. But they have. They've been a terrible. I think they're most akin to the 49ers recently in the Ravens, you know, prior to that, where high expectations and decimated with injuries and just have a terrible season. But it's not an excuse. They get injured. There's no the players you expect to play are not here. So it's a different team. So, yeah, I'd say the Orioles are right there as a huge disappointment.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I'm the guy. You guys know I love summer more than anything. That's my favorite season. But baseball is part of my summer. In 21 and 22, when I expected the team to stink, and the team actually had a good second half in 22, but you expected them to stink. It didn't ruin my summer because I didn't have high expectations.
Right.
2016, 2017 ruined my summer because I had higher expectations of them.
Yeah.
This year, man, they don't start. I'm not worried about the end record. I want them from this point on, as we approach the summer, Ed, to start playing entertaining baseball.
Me too.
I will excuse. Tough to watch. I'll excuse the final record because I know how they started.
Yeah.
I just want them to give me 550 baseball for the rest of the way. That's not much to ask for.
No, it's not, because this is a huge hole to dig out of now. There comes a point where it's like, you can say all you want, and you can bright side it, and they can do, what are you going to play, 700 baseball if they're playing 300?
No.
No. So it's not happening.
They can give me, but they're capable of going 550.
They're capable of going 600 probably.
Not overall 550, but from this point, from Memorial Day on, mm-hmm. 550 baseball will put my summer back into, well, I'm enjoying my summer.
Yeah. I'll be honest, it's going to be tough for them to get 81 wins from where they are now.
That's the goal?
I think so. It hit 500, yeah.
Commissions Baltimore returns at 8:45. Did we have a new intro for Commissions Baltimore?
I don't even know it's back. It's
little,
back, apparently.
Little birdie told me it's
a little, he's back.
But on the other side, tremendous article, Baltimore Banner. If you haven't checked it out, shame on you, about Brandon Hyde in the fall. Andy Koska joins us up next. He wrote the article on The Fan. 8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Tremendous article over the weekend in the Baltimore Banner. Baltimore Banner. Joining us right now, our good friend Andy Koska. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Andy, I watch you build your relationship at that clubhouse. You do a tremendous job with that, and you can't have things like this without having relationships with the players. I think you spoke to or quoted, what, 6 players? Am I right?
Correct. Actually, talked to more, but...
But you quoted like 6. Okay. Were they eager to talk to you about this, or was it tough to get them to open up like that? Even though it's off the record and they trust you, were they eager, or was it tough to get them to talk?
There were some players that, you know, even off the record, it was a no go. But there are certain players that you develop relationships with, and I know you're not going to burn them. I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you give a player an opportunity to talk without their name attached, can they trust you? So it was, you know, some of the players were great about it, and I think they were. I mean, the players, you know, whom I, you know, was able to kind of go in depth with, I think they were eager to talk about the last days of Brandon Hyde's tenure and the, what the team has been trying to do with team meetings and also, you know, the Mike Elias Saturday meeting in the clubhouse where he announces that Hyde was fired. I mean, they think the guys I spoke to were definitely willing, obviously, and also pretty open.
When I read the article, it sounded, what I got from it was, they sound like they bear some guilt for getting him fired, and they felt responsible for his firing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they, in the immediate aftermath, even, you know, on the record, they, you know, said similar things. They understand the fact that Brandon Hyde does not swing a baseball bat. And while Hyde is not blameless, and that's not what the story says, it is a case where if this team performed, if the lineup really performed the way they were expected to, the Orioles would not be in this situation, both mm-hmm. with having a manager fired and being at the bottom of the American League East. So there's definitely, I mean, players look internally and they, you know, I remember, you know, one said, you kind of look in the mirror and you realize that the other day it's like, yeah, you got them. Basically, the team performance has gotten fired. Is there's so much more nuance, you know, to all of this than just that. I mean, there's things that Hyde could have done. There's things that Elias could have done. There's luck. There's just so many more. It's not just because of X is Y. Mm-hmm. You know, like anything in life, there's many factors in everything that leads to a firing like this. But that's definitely one aspect that players realize, that they did not play as well as they could have. And while they didn't want Brandon Hyde fired, and, you know, they said as much, they realized that a change was probably necessary and a change was going to be made, because when you're losing that much, and your expectations entering the season were as high as they were, a change is going to happen. And so I think they understood that. They're professionals. They realized that because of the way the season had gone, a change was going to be made.
Andy Koska joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Andy, two of the things that we've heard, Ed and I, from the listeners a lot, is Hyde didn't address things in the clubhouse. Your article put that fire out. And he lost the clubhouse. Players say he did not lose the clubhouse. But one of the things that was pointed out by one of the players was not getting some move, making moves in the offseason. How much of a factor do you think that was?
Yeah, you know, that is not a, you know, huge widespread belief in the clubhouse, but there are definitely pockets in the clubhouse who looked at this offseason and looked at the pitching staff, especially the starting rotation, and now, you know, in confidence, they ponder, you know, was enough done? You know, two sources said, you know, in the offseason, there were conversations with hitters about, like, hey, this lineup's going to have to do really well this year, and we know it. Like, we're good enough to do it. That was kind of the conversation. Like, hey, we're good enough to carry, and that's going to be okay. It didn't, you know, hasn't turned out that way. I'm not saying that the next 80 games don't look different, but there's quite a hole to build back from. So I do think there are pockets in the clubhouse that, probably for good reason, look and say, man, you know, a real true ace to replace Corbin Burns, you know, would have been nice.
Maybe at a veteran bat as well.
Correct. Yes. That is, you know, another instance where, you know, another player kind of pointed to the shuffling, roster and coaching staff. You know, this offseason saw two hitting coaches, depart. Freddie Gonzalez departed. Freddie was well liked, and I'm not saying Robinson Chirinos is not well liked. I mean, players love the guy as bench coach, but there's still those changes. Then you have, you know, guys like James McCann not return, and I know somebody, you know, I read a comment and was like, we're making a bigger deal out of James McCann than
no, we're not.
You know, Ed will tell you.
I've been saying that for a long time. I think James McCann's impact was bigger than statistical.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that sometimes gets lost in analyzing players. You pull up a stat sheet and there is no advanced metric for clubhouse atmosphere. There's not. So that's one aspect that you think about. You know, Anthony Santander, and I recognize he's off to a poor start in Toronto, but you're still, you know, losing guys that have developed. Austin Hayes going back farther, you know, so you're losing guys that were big parts of the clubhouse culture. That is naturally going to happen. So it's not, again, this is way more nuanced than just, oh, because of this happened, this happened. That's part of baseball. You lose guys every year. But go ahead.
All right, McCann's a big part of my question because I felt the guy should have been in the NHL, not in MLB. he was a tough son of a bitch. And that ball, you know, takes a ball to the face and gets up at the plate. I mean, that to me inspires teammates. And I reference hockey because that's how they, you know, get each other going. But how did that comment from Hyde about being viewed as soft land? There's a few things you can say to a man that sting more than saying he's soft.
Yeah. Yeah. That. So most. Most players did not bring that one up. One source in particular brought the, you know, that Hyde insinuated that, hey, the league is starting to think you guys are soft, that you're down in games, you give up. You can't fight. That, you know, you say something like that and, you know, there's definitely a, you know, you blink a little bit. And it sinks in, and you realize, like, oh, let's turn it on. That was exactly. I mean, that's what Hyde was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out for Hyde, but he was trying to kind of galvanize his lineup, particularly into saying, you know, let's let's stop thinking so much about the last plate appearance. Let's get a little angry, and let's start hitting this ball around. You know, we don't have to hit home runs every time, but let's hit the ball around the yard a little bit. I do think players hear something like that and they realize again that, like, you look in the mirror and it's like, yeah, you know, heck, we need to be doing a better job. And Tony Manziello has done a good job of saying continually things that do not put his friend Brandon Hyde under a microscope. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've asked multiple times about the fight that this team has shown since Brandon Hyde's firing. And Tony Manziello is very quick to say, oh, this, you know, it's been like that all year. It hasn't, you know, to be honest with you. It just hasn't. And I understand why Tony is saying that, because you're taking over an enviable position from a guy that you worked with for 4 years and you're friends with. You don't want to go on the record saying that, yeah, the team was flat and now they have energy. I mean, that's just not something that a guy is going to say. At the same time, you look at, you know, you look at kind of what they were down big Saturday, Sunday of last week. So not in Boston, but the week before that, right after Hyde was fired.
Right.
They had mini rallies in the eighth and ninth inning. And I know it doesn't come back to win a game, but those were positive signs that this lineup was stringing good at-bats together, even late, even down by a lot, because that hadn't always been the case. The at-bats were not always good enough, even early in games. We're seeing better at-bats right now. I mean, heck, yesterday, you know, Ryan O'Hearn goes the other way three times. You know, that's a phenomenal approach. And Ryan O'Hearn has been doing it all year, so that's maybe a bad example. You know, busy sitting 340. But going the other way is incredibly important. You know, being able to hit a single. Take the third inning, I believe it was. Dylan Carlson single, still second. Maverick Hanley bunts him over. Jackson Holliday, RBS single. Like, how many times this year have you seen the Orioles offense do that? Maybe a handful.
Yeah.
So those are positive signs where you're manufacturing runs. And so much of it is when you have a good start. And I realize, like, Charlie Morton had this disastrous first seven starts as an Oriole. You know, just disaster. But when you have a good start, and props to him, you know, he had a good start yesterday, and maybe that leads to something. You have a little bit less pressure on yourself as an offense, and you can string. You realize, oh, we only need one run here to kind of, you know, get us another run on the board, instead of having this idea of we're down by 10, you know, let's bunt a guy over. It's a little bit harder pill to swallow when you're down by so much.
Man, I wish we had more time. I do. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Andy. And I'll see you this weekend. Great article, by the way.
Yeah, it really was.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Wish we had more time with him. I do.
Yeah, because there's
so many more questions I wanted to ask him. We'll talk NBA playoffs, maybe, at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something you raised off-air before. We're going to talk about Diddy, why he's facing what he is, and why I think he is euchred.
Did he? I don't know. Maybe.
Did he? Didn't he? Maybe I don't know. He's still screwed.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commission.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
That's what you got for us, man.
We're talking off air about Diddy and your questions about, you know, he's being charged with sex trafficking and this is this and that. And, you know, well, he is. And the problem is he's facing, this is the Southern District of New York. That's federal court in New York City. They cover the Manhattan and
they're brutal.
Bronx. They're brutal. The federal system's just brutal. And one of the things, you know, he's being accused of, this is where the RICO comes in. Yes, where RICO. This is the key words right here. He's being accused of leading a, quote, criminal enterprise that engaged in various illegal activities, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. And he's using his business, his money, to coerce women and others into sexual acts involving drugs and blackmail. And, you know, we all heard about his freak-offs, where he'd actually have people do, like he would, you know, he'd have his women, Cassie, and so, you know, engage in sex with male prostitutes and film it and stuff. And it's really wild stuff, but that's not the issue. The reason I think he's really going to be in a lot of trouble, he's facing life in prison, by the way, potentially life in prison. But I just want to explain a couple of things that are really interesting in this case, besides the lurid details. He's denied bail.
Yep.
Which to me was very interesting. Because that tells me, you know, he's obviously got the money to go anywhere, so he could flee the country. So, yeah, you know, they could have taken his passport, made it impossible for him to get around. However, he's denied bail. The concerns with him were witness tampering, which tells me there's evidence he was doing this before. If the judge is concerned he's going to tamper with witnesses and coerce people, that's a problem, because that's what he was doing in this case. He was coercing people. You know, he's using his influence, his money, and his power. And blackmail is a big deal because he's blackmailing people. You know, I guess if they engaged in some kind of thing they wouldn't want exposed, say they're not out of the closet and engaged in homosexual activities and stuff, you know, hurt their careers. That to me is really, really alarming. His lawyers arguing the sexual encounters were consensual. Yeah, and they're saying this Combs' lifestyle is as unconventional, does not constitute a criminal enterprise. Yeah, that's true. But you can't have consent when you're drugging people. And you can't have consent if you're coercing people with lack of employment or blackmailing. So it's just, you know, he may not have, like, tied people up and, you know, forcibly had sex with them. But this is the same thing. And if you do this to people, if you're going to, you know, say, I'll ruin you if you don't do this.
Give me the charges again, Ed.
He is charged with, let's see, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
Sex trafficking?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
it doesn't have to. It's not sex trafficking. Doesn't mean you go across the state lines like the Mann Act. Sex trafficking just means you're a pimp. It just became. Let me look up the definition. I brought it up for you. Here we go. Where is it? Sex trafficking is human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Perpetrators are often called sex traffic or pimps. They manipulate victims to engage in various forms of commercial sex with paying customers. Sex traffickers use force, fraud, coercion. He's done all this.
So those of you out there that pound your chest and say you're a pimp, you better stop.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Because I'm a pimp. You better stop that.
Yeah.
And now, what was the second charge?
Second charge. Forced labor. Same thing. It's forcing people to engage in sex.
Third charge?
Kidnapping.
Is it arsony?
Arson.
Arson? What's not larceny. Arson. Yeah, arson. What did he set somebody on? Joe's got to answer for this
one. Yeah, go ahead.
He blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Right.
Oh, he also went to Kid Cudi's. He also went to Kid Cudi's house
and opened up
his Christmas gifts.
Yeah,
he's the Grinch.
I didn't know that was true. Actually,
that was real. Yeah. That was like that. Either Kid Cudi perjured himself, or it was really happening.
I did not know that was true.
He also went on the Easter Bunny egg hunt and revealed what all the eggs were.
Yeah, he's a cartoon villain. In addition to being like truly a heinous person.
Yeah.
And let's stick with this, man. Because this is we went long with Andy Koska. This deserves some time because I have some rights. This is the things that they charged him with were at the highest level of those crimes, which tells me you know the fans better than anybody in here. On the other side, you're going to tell us what that means for Diddy. Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.